Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I had chosen a psalm for today, but on the way the Lord's given me one. So this is the psalm for today. I'm calling it the Psalm of Praise for May. Praise you that I awoke this morning with a sense of excitement on the day. Praise you that my morning farm work was blessed and so full of peace. And then as I climbed the hills heading for church, you revealed the valleys of Atama and Wendon Valley, covered in mist, just waiting for your blazing sun to appear. How brilliantly you shone above the mist. You provided a world full of light, full of autumn colours, and they were all singing your praise. There were two shooters heading home that you have protected this morning. They were rejoicing in their freedom that they could wander through their farm and be blessed by you. What a wonderful God you are. And here, I am gathered with my family, which is your family, to worship you. What a wonderful God you are. Let's say it. What a wonderful God you are. I was thinking about worship this morning because my heart is so full of it, as you just the praise and the psalm that he's given this morning to us. That's for us. That psalm was written for us this morning. Good morning, Mary. Lovely to see you. And then I was thinking about Mother's Day on my way here too, and I was thinking about how this morning I woke up and I thought, there are no children of mine that I'm going to see today. I'm not going to see any of my children. One is in France, heading for Italy. Libby is in Taranaki. Steph is at Camp Columba this morning. John is in Canterbury, and Andy's in Cromwell. But when the texts start coming, your heart starts rejoicing, doesn't it? So right now, we're texting God. We're doing the same thing, and his heart is going to rejoice just the same as a mother's heart rejoices when she gets those texts or the phone calls or the flowers or whatever. God loves to hear our praise, just the same. He loves to have that acknowledgement. So as we come with this amazing hymn now to worship him, let's just rejoice with him with our hearts because and love him the way that he just loves us to love him. Crown him with many crowns. Let's stand and let's just praise him.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God, our Father and our Mother, who has shown through our parents and other parents the understanding of you as a parent. You are our parent, God. You're loving, you're kind, you're protecting, you're guiding. You put boundaries in place to keep us safe. And what's more, you're always available and always forgiving. Father God, you are a parent of grace, of mercy, of kindness and love. And so together, as children of yours, we say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as it is in heaven. Forgive us our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Such a lovely family prayer, that one, isn't it? Yeah. Good morning, Bev. Good morning, Donnie. Lovely to have you with us. Notices. Esther, I just want to say I enjoyed this morning heading this way, seeing your brother and your father walking across the fields. But they're been duck shooting early this morning. It was a lovely sight to see. Notices. Okay, right. They're all in the newsletter that should be out, but just some of them. Camp Columba Working Beach next week. For those that are able to be free, it's for the afternoon. In the morning, they're having a praise and worship time, and part of that reason is to test and update their sound systems, which would be, I'm sure it'll just be an amazing time too. So please, if you're able to help, there's lots of jobs similar to last year that they'll be requiring help with. And there's a job for everybody. Doesn't matter what age you are or stage, and just the encouragement that you can provide. Pentecost preparation over at Riversdale, and the services are planned for Riversdale and for Gore Baptist next week. I think there'll probably be our service as well. Gypsy Day is coming up, and Sharon's got, and the Ladies Fellowship have got the
clipboards.
The clipboard, thank you.
They're out in the foyer on the table with the flowers.
Okay, there we are, everybody. They're out in the foyer on the table with the flowers, which once again are just a blessing. Thank you for those flowers. I walked in and they made me rejoice too, and I didn't know how to include them in the psalm, but I did. Thank you, Miriam. Okay, now just the other update that you would have picked up from the notices, those that have had time to read, is that the Waikaka playgroup have asked to use our summer school hall, and the managers and have been very supportive of this. It's a wonderful opportunity for our building to have life and to be part of the community. So the preparations will be quite a bit, and we really, there's no way that if only one or two of us can do anything. We really do need a church to back us on this, because it will be a time commitment over the next few months, as probably alterations will be made. And they include some big trees to come down so they can put a fenced up area and equipment to be removed. So this week I'm meeting with them and sorting through what they want to use, and I'll put what is left over in the larger hall. So next Sunday or sometime during the week, please come and take things that you would be able to use, or you know that you can give to others. Be useful for others if you have the opportunity. So that's next Sunday, if you want to bring a trailer or anything else. The forms will stay, they'll still be in the hall, they're not to go, but the rest of the stuff I'll try and position so that it can be available for people to take. Right, and Jim's got a notice there too, an update.
We've been asking people to pray about this meeting we have with Aaron Pendrave from Presbyterian Synod about the Knapdale Church, and so that went off very well. I think we had a reasonable attendance of people, and Erin understood where we were coming from, and so she's approved us to go to the next stage of consulting with the community and or fill out or start filling out all the forms and things that we need to for looking to the future of the church. And, thank you.
So there'll be the forms and then there'll be the consultation process with the NAPDAL community. Sorry, after that. We'll see what leads on. Right, any other notices, anything anybody like to say? Share? Okay. I'm not sure who's doing the offering today. Hamish isn't here, so let's collect our offering. You guys, isn't it? How far is it?
Oh, it's a different time zone.
It's called having children time zone.
Monday twice, it's time to get home.
We appreciate you coming all that way, we really do. Okay, birthdays and celebrations during the week. Anybody had a birthday during this week? Mary, have you had a birthday?
No, a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, wonderful, we missed it.
No.
We're going to celebrate it today. How awesome. I don't know where the... See somewhere? Oh, there it is. Anybody else had a birthday or celebration?
Last Monday.
What was that?
Chris and I had a wedding anniversary last Monday.
Wonderful. It is wonderful, isn't it? I start from about the beginning, because you celebrate your marriage, don't you, all the time. You never take it for granted. It's the most precious thing.
Yeah.
Okay, what is bless these people that we love? Father, I just really ask that you'll bless Mary this morning. I just enjoy her so much. I enjoy the freshness that she comes and the love that she has for her family that are far away, and the love for her district and her home. Lord, the contentment she has in you, we just celebrate, Lord. And we just pray for her and her children that their relationship will continue to be strengthened despite differences. That they will be able to make the time to be able to see Mary or enable her to see you. Just bless Mary and her birthday and in this year, bring her closer to you. Father, the preciousness of marriage, it's such a wonderful relationship that you've given. You've given us the compliment that when one's an extrovert, the other's often an introvert. When one's the one that sees things positive with discouragement and the other one sees it with positivity. You're just the balance of a marriage is so precious. And Cynthia and Bruce bless this church by their marriage and the companionship and the partnership that they have and the support that they give each other. Lord, we just rejoice in their marriage this morning, and we rejoice in their celebration of another year. Just bless them as they go ahead this year. Strengthen them. Lord, you always have new things for us every day. And just pray that this marriage will continue to grow closer to you and to each other. Amen.